Echoplex, the motion machine presenting Echoplex, and this is on April 28th. So let's listen to a little bit of Shadowy Man and then get on with speaking with Dallas and Danny a little bit about the performance on April 28th.
As you're listening to the following music selections, adjust the volume, bass, and treble controls to suit your tastes.
Chill the Ham, and we heard the title track as well as one of the tracks called Running Meredith. And I'm with Dallas Diamond. Say hi there.
Hello.
And also from Toronto, Danny Bowden.
Hey.
Are you around? Say hi.
Hello.
There you go. Okay. So you guys are in Echoplex. Do you want to tell me about the genesis of that group and how you got together and what's going on with it?
Well, I'm a little bit of a guest artist in this, so right. I'll let Danny tell you a little bit about the history of it.
Okay.
Sure, okay. The Motion Machine Project was something that sort of developed through Reed and I playing music. We initially just started, you know, quite informally, just kind of hanging out, and it just kind of developed over a period of time, probably, three and a half years ago, over about a year until we played our first show, and it was an opportunity for us to combine two creative sort of activities that we both had going on but had never really integrated before, and that was playing music and doing visual art, because we both had this sort of shared experience and interest, and we were both really keen and excited about doing it, but it seemed to us that nobody had really you know, bridged those two disciplines and brought them together in any sort of way. So for us, we decided that we were going to, you know, spin some films and try and accompany it with some music and interpret it and try and make something that was sort of specific to each show and that sort of idea. But really, it started from a desire to play. We just wanted to play, and we hadn't been able to do that so much. So it was great. It was really exciting and lots and lots of fun.
So Reed was playing guitar and bass, and you were playing drums?
That's right, percussion and drums and finger snapping and you know, whatever it calls for.
And you went by The Motion Machine with Danny and Reed.
That's it. Yeah, Danny and Reed's Motion Machine. We were sort of trying to think of this thing as some kind of like community center basement activity or something like that. We wanted it to be something that was really not amateurish, but something that was really approachable and that people could something that was really accessible and engaging for the audience.
So the musical component of the shows, is it kind of like the Shadowy Men music, or are you doing things that are a little bit more sound construction or sound effects?
It depends on the show. I mean, as a point of reference, sure, that's as good as any, I guess, because there's some similarities of its similar, personnel and that sort of thing. But really, we were trying to incorporate different musical themes and usually we try and have some film and music that somehow reflected the gig, whether it was a performance in Montreal or if it was like for a film festival or something. If there was a thematic link, we tried to sort of write around that with that in mind. So there was kind of specific to the show. In some ways it's more specific and I think that was sort of reflected in what we played.
So each show that you would do, you'd have different visual images and different music.
That's right. Yeah, some would be shared, but for the most part, it was usually new stuff. And we'd, if it was an out of town performance or something, it was something that we could research ahead of time. And Dallas knows all about that too, I think.
Yes, I guess what you've used here, Echoplex, is a series of Super 8 films produced by you, Daniel Bowden, and Reed Diamond, Greg Hefford, as well as you did the stills.
Yeah, they kind of left my name off a few things, but they're trying to fix that. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Reed Diamond, Dallas Diamond, the last name's in there, so.
Yeah. No, it's true.
So what kind of film images were you using this time, and what kind of slides? It's based in Calgary, is that right?
Half of the show is based in Calgary, and half of the show, a lot of the images are from Toronto. So Danny and Reed filmed the first half of the show based in Toronto, and the second half are the images that I filmed here.
Right, so there's a whole Calgary-Toronto connection.
There's a whole Calgary component, and it's kind of cool, actually. What I had done is given Reed a whole bunch of slides of old neon signs in Calgary that I had taken 15 years ago, and he had always said to me, oh, I want to make a piece of art with this, and it kind of sort of went by the wayside, and then when I was out there, he said, I want to make a piece of art with this, but I need you to help me make a piece of art with this, because he was ill. And so I said, sure. I just think he really wanted me to learn to use the Super 8 camera he'd given me 8 years ago that I'd never picked up.
What a wonderful legacy. There you go. You're going there. You're Super 8ing.
So they're very beautiful images. They're incredibly beautiful.
Well, thanks ever so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got a love-in happening at CJSW.
Group hug.
Yeah.
So what's this title, Echoplex? Is that significant?
Echoplex was this notion that there was a bounce or a return or some sort of echoing of a theme. In some ways, it's a geo sort of specific reference in that Calgary is located next to the mountains, and so that's sort of a visual bounce off this huge wall that is not too far away. And it also, I think, it's reflected in the format and the types of filming that and the editing that Dallas helped us out on. And I think it's apparent there's lots of pans and multiple images and sort of...
And there's two screens.
Yeah.
One has still images on it, and one has the panning of the signs. So there's still images of the signs, and then it pans up the street to either where the sign still is or where the sign was, so one echoes the other. So it's kind of eerie because Andy's Pancake Villa, which was the most amazing sign in the world, is now a Boston Pizza.
That's depressing, I know.
Just a tad.
Like in Vancouver, they had Mr. Ristie's, the aristocratic... restaurant. Do you remember that place on Broadway, I think? Oh, and it's gone.
It's so sad.
It is.
I was starting
that.
To get a complex, actually, when I first photographed all these images for Reed 15 years ago to give him as a gift. I went and photographed, like, the Ranch Motel, and then I noticed they pulled the sign down. Mm-hmm. And then I went and photographed something else, and I noticed they pulled the sign down, so I was starting to think, is it me? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I have lots of images of signs that are no longer in the city, the old neon ones.
Yeah, maybe you are directly responsible for the loss of these signs. Have you thought about that, Dallas?
Oh, my God.
It's a big responsibility. It's nice to see old Calgary, though.
It looks great. It works really well. This was a new sort of format for us to do, and it's really exciting. It's cool. It works so well. I'm looking forward to doing it. It's really great.
I'm looking forward to see what you've done with my images.
Yeah.
So it's
you can see it. I mean, there's a representation of that sort of echoing and repetition, but obviously there's change too. I mean, as you say, you know, there's lots of these things that were there and then aren't anymore. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's, you know, it's not what you want, but anyway, these it's an ongoing process. These things are, that's the way it is.
So when people go down on April 28th, it's going to be at the Emerald Cafe.
That's it.
It's the closing night for Mountain Standard Time, closing party, and the admission $7. You'll see two screens, live, or stills, and then Super 8,
mm-hmm.
and live music. And you are playing Danny percussion.
That's it.
And you're joined with Brian Conley.
That's right.
Who does guitar.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of it.
Okay. It sounds very fun. Motion Machine presents Echoplex and Toronto-Calgary co-production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we were talking on the phone, Dallas, you were telling me how you got involved with this, and I think it might be interesting for listeners to hear that.
Sure, I can open that door. My brother has recently passed away. He passed away 2 months ago, actually. Mm-hmm. He had cancer. But I was out there about 2 weeks before he died, and that's when he said, I want to make a piece of art. I've got this in the works, and would you help me and everything? And I said yes, and then I zoomed home to Calgary, and I tried so hard to get the images done before he passed away. But I had to wait for a blue sky, sunny day, and it just wasn't happening, and it wasn't happening, and it wasn't happening. And so I got some of the images done, and then there was this blue sky, sunny day, and I went out to photograph the rest of them, and that was actually the day that Reed had passed away. So I actually think it was a sign. It was a symbol. So, I mean, this project is sort of what goes around comes around project for me also. I mean, plus I don't usually work with other artists. I'm very, very solitary. So this has been something for me to sort of relinquish something and give it away and have it made in another part of the country and then see it come back here and work with these people. So it's really amazing too, because Reed grew up in Calgary and then he went to Toronto and was extremely successful. And then Danny and Reed got this show in Calgary before he passed away. So I think it's just absolutely fabulous that the last show that he's doing is here in Calgary. So I just think it's going to be amazing. I'm so looking forward to it. So I did a collaboration with him because we'd never made art before. We kind of got it in just under the wire, you know. So I'm
and
pretty lucky.
You use the word fabulous. I think it's great. Fabulous for you to be involved in that.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. It's really amazing. Yeah.
So what can I say? You got to go down. The final night party, Mountain Standard Time,
Everyone must come.
Everyone must come. Motion Machine presents Echoplex. Let's listen to one more track from Shadowy Men from a Shadowy Planet.
Okay, I'll hum.
Okay. Thanks, Dallas, for coming on. And thanks, Danny. I know, you know, you work in the morning, right?
That's it.
It's a little bit late for you, so we'll let you go to sleep.
All right. I'd just like to thank Tammy McGrath at the New Gallery, too. She's been really great for
us. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
The whole New Gallery staff is incredible.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, Tammy McGrath, the president of her fan club, right here. You're listening to CJSW 90.9. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, and that again is from the album Dim the Lights and Chill the Ham. Also playing on that night with Echoplex, Saturday 28th, they are joined with by Tomato Tomato, our own and very friendly Janet Turner, Lau Pizio, Mark Dicey, and Bridget Deitcher. So let's listen to a bit of Tomato Tomato too.